Hey, want a free Steam key? Head over to mmoing.news.blog and click the giveaway button at the top of the page. And good luck. What's going on, gamers? Jplay from MMOing here, and welcome to the MMOing Free-to-Play and Gaming Podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2020, and this is the sixth episode of the podcast, and we're going to start off with the free games for today. If you check out indiegala.com/showcase, you'll find that Contract with the Devil has been added, and Fall of the New Age. You can also find 93 other free titles at that website that are free to keep. GOG.com has Postal Classic Uncut, Kane, Hello Neighbor Alpha Version, plus 24 other free titles. To see all the games available for free on GOG, you need to go to gog.com/free, then select Filters and click the Free checkbox. Epic Games Store has Dungeons 3 available until tomorrow, November 12th. It ends at 8 a.m., and they'll have another game up. I know what that game is. I'll tell you about it tomorrow, and you can check it out yourself if you want to. But also, Epic now has Neverwinter on their site, which is a free-to-play MMORPG based off the D&D world, along with Fortnite, Rocket League, Spellbreak, Dauntless, Unreal Tournament, and 13 other free-to-play titles available all the time. On Steam, there's no free keys today, but I found that if you go to store.steampowered.com/specials, you can see all the discounted games on Steam, and if there's any free keys, they'll be at the top of that list. So today I picked out one deal that I liked, and I found out that Sea of Thieves is $23.99 USD, 40% off its normal price. So you can always go and check out that for more fun games for cheap. If you also want to spend a little money to get some great games, there's some great deals on game bundles at indiegamebundles.com. And what they do is they search the internet for any game bundles, kind of like the Humble Bundle stuff, and they show you you could pick certain amounts of games for certain prices, but it's always a better deal than buying the games outright. Also, for thousands of other free titles, check out myabandonware.com and itch.io. And that's about all the free stuff for the day, so I'll be back after this word from me, but actually from our sponsor. And I'll see you guys in a minute. Alright guys, I'm back, and I'm about to do the news. I know it's a little bit late, it's actually 8:25 at night. It's probably almost pointless to do this episode, I'm going to do it anyway. Let's go ahead and hit the headlines from the last 24 hours of gaming. Deathloop release in May, according to PlayStation Store listing. Class action lawsuit accuses EA of quietly changing game difficulty. EVE Online launches super carriers, bounties, and encounter surveillance system changes. Fallout 76 Brotherhood of Steel update launches on December 1st. Among Us was the 7th biggest game of this quarter. Twitch apologizes for its handling of the surge in the DMCA claims. DMCA claims were the claims that said that Copyright Act claims, which saw countless streamers scrambling to delete archives of stream and clips that potentially contain copyright music. The streaming platform says it handled things poorly and pledges to keep streamers better informed in the future. But basically, the statement said, "Your frustration and confusion with recent music-related copyright issues is completely justified. The post leads off, things can and should be better for the creators, and they have been recently at this point, outlines their next steps to get there." Responding to a massive uptick in copyright claims from music license holders earlier this year, Twitch recently sent out a warning email to countless thousands of streamers that instructed them to carefully scrub through their backlog of VODs, which is their previously recorded videos that are still up on Twitch, and basically get rid of anything that had anything copyright in it, or they would mass delete all of their videos. Now, some streamers had been streaming for years and had to go back, and they had 3 days to do this, so they were very upset about the fact that they couldn't find all the copyright stuff, and a lot of those accounts got wiped. So, that happened. Alba, a wildlife adventure, fishes out of a new trailer and launch date. I don't know what Alba is, but I'm telling you about it now. Ark Survival Evolve dev raised over $180,000 for Extra Life. Very cool. Roblox creators will now have to pay for the game's iconic oof sound. Phasmophobia is going to prison with the new level. So they're adding a new level to Phasmophobia. It's a prison. Phasmophobia is that ghost game that is like number one on Steam right now. It's been played by millions of people and it's enjoyable apparently. It's funny that this is the first time I've seen a game like this because the concept has been out for years. There's a giveaway on Destructoid.com. They have 4 Steam keys for 13. It's an animated shooter. I guess a cel-shaded shooter that has been around for a little while. They did a remake of it, and they're giving away 4 keys, which I believe probably already gone by the time you hear this, but hopefully they're not. You can check it out. It's on Destructoid. Rumor has it Nintendo accidentally leaked Metroid Samus Returns. Sounds fun. Early impressions of the 13 remake are not good. So if you get that free Steam key, it'll be worth it because it's free. And if you hate the game, it was free. Fall Guys could be getting more levels in Season 3, which I assume they will be. They got more levels in Season 2. Epic is gauging interest in a Fortnite monthly subscription plan, which I mentioned in yesterday's podcast. Lord of the Rings Update 28.2, preview available on the Bull Roarer server, which is their test server, till tomorrow, which means you only have a few more hours to test that if you're just listening to this podcast. Grounded gets the new Koi Pond update and hits 5 million players. Grounded tops 5 million players. So Grounded is a game that I haven't really looked into too much, but it's more of like a relaxation picture-taking game. I think it's kind of like Pokemon Snap, but I'm not really sure. I'll look into it and have more information about it in a later date because I don't have time to look for it right now. Maple Story Fest starts today. Meet the first customer to get a PS5. So, it's kind of a cool story. So, there is a guy named Joey Chu, who was the first in line to buy the PlayStation 4 for its launch in 2013. And he was the first in line to get the PS4 Pro when that launched in 2016. So Sony sent him a PS5 for free. I think it's kind of cool. He just randomly, out of the blue, got a PS5. And they said, hey, thanks for buying the PS4 and the PS4 Pro. Interesting. So all I gotta do is get there first, guys. Summoner Wars Lost Centria. Global closed beta date is announced. Valorant patch 1.12 updates Observer mode. There's smoking Xbox Series X videos appear to be fakes. So, it seems as there were a bunch of videos popped up of the Xbox Series X smoking. And they were saying that it was on fire or it was burning out. And it's a vaping trick. Apparently, vapors are taking his off their vaping tool, blowing them into the system when it's off. And then when you turn it on, it actually blows the smoke out for a good amount of time. Or the vape, I guess you would say. So, people are trying to get money back and return things and get like extra cash on these, and it's a vaping trick. Turns out to be completely fake. Skyrim's birthday. Happy birthday, Skyrim. Turns 9 years old today. Shadowlands launch test, November 13th. That's for World of Warcraft. Free collectibles are offered in Red Dead Online this week. And Microsoft Dungeons get cross-play update next week. So Microsoft Dungeons will be able to play mobile and all the consoles that Microsoft Dungeons is on, when I say Microsoft Minecraft Dungeons, will have crossplay update next week. That was a big breath. It's about all the news you need to know tonight, and hopefully you get this before it's tomorrow, because it's really late. I don't know when this is going to hit the podcast airwaves, but we'll see. Thanks for listening, guys. I really do appreciate all of you. Keep MMOing. If you enjoyed my podcast, please support it by hitting those follow, like, subscribe, and share buttons. For links to my Twitch, my YouTube, my Twitter, my Facebook, and all my other social media, check out the website at mmoing.news.blog. Thanks for listening.